flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Jeff Hathorn joins me in the building. Jeff, let's switch it up here and talk about what you're doing today. You're going to talk to Jeff Capel. I have caught on a little bit here with Pitt hoops. Sometimes it takes me a while in a given season, but the last two games against Syracuse and North Carolina, I really enjoyed watching this team come together for a few big wins. Zach Austin, we had on this show yesterday. Yeah. Tremendous.
He's a good dude.
I think they're going to make the tournament. Are they going to be a factor? Can they make a run?
You know, I don't think they played their best basketball yet. That's the thing that has me encouraged about them. And when you have good guard play in a tournament setting, I mean, you could do some damage. Do you wish you still had like a Blake Hinson, someone that you could give the ball to that's 6'8 and can get his shot off when you need that score? Yes. Would you like to have a little bit more rebounding? Yes. It's not a perfect team. But to your point about the effort and these guards, I mean, Jalen Lowe as a sophomore he's
an NBA player.
And, you know, Ish Leggett and Dunn are good role players, and Austin flying around everywhere. I mean, yeah, they have some deficiencies down low, but I think they could be fun. Like, right matchups, like, they could win a couple of tournament games.
What's it like being with Jeff every week? Is he pretty steady as she goes type, or does it depend on how the games have gone before you guys do your show together, you and Jeff Capel? What's it like doing the show with him?
He stays pretty steady. Like, I mean, you could tell when things are going well and when they're not, human nature, but he's, and the thing is, like, nothing's off limits. Like, I could ask him within reason. I mean,
yeah,
I could ask him whatever. And he's a very curious person. Like, he wants to know, like, stuff we talk about off air, like he wants to know about things, and he's curious about where the game is going, and his son is a monster NBA fan, and he loves he just loves basketball. His dad was a coach. His son's, you know, fully into it, and obviously, you know, with his family. He's what you see on the sidelines. Sometimes he gets a little worked up.
Yeah.
He's a great representative of the university.
It's a great show.
Hope you're listening, Jeff.
Yeah, it's a great show. What time does it start tonight?
6 o'clock.
I'm always driving at that time somewhere, usually to play indoor golf. And sometimes I find myself just sitting in the parking lot listening to some of the stories.
Great takes on stuff.
Yes. He's opinionated. He's got great stories. I always get the feel that Pitt's basketball history means a lot to him. He loves whenever you guys have had older players, past players on. He loves that.
He's fascinated by the Big East days in Pitt. Like, there's a part of it, not that he wanted to play it, because he loves the ACC. I mean, he grew up in the ACC.
Yeah.
Went to Duke, obviously. But he's fascinated about all of it. So, like, he hears Big East stories. Like, when DeCourcy was on a couple of weeks ago talking about Clancy, what it was like in Pittsburgh in those days, like, he's just sitting there, like, locked in.
Yeah.
And he's quoting it in his postgame, like, stuff DeCourcy was saying, because he was so fascinated by it.
Let's switch to the Penguins as we run out of time here quickly, Jeff, and that's my fault because we went over time in the last segment, as usual. Actually, it's Bob's fault, even though he left an hour ago.
Yeah, he's not here, so it's Bob's fault.
Is this the end? I sort of feel like it is. We talked about this yesterday. Or is there another gasp in this team? Like, are they going to get to the fringe of wild card contention again? Is Dubas going to blow it up? What are we looking at here with the Penguins?
Wouldn't in some ways that be the worst thing for them to go on a little run here and get right back?
I think so.
I mean, they're only 5 points out. So you look at it from that standpoint, but there's like 37 teams
right
between them and the last wild card spot. I mean, they're second from the bottom. I mean, that's got to be a reality. And hopefully, and I thought you said it very well the other day, I mean, it wasn't on purpose, but hopefully the reality of this season showed them, all right, we're going to get a top five pick or be in that lottery. Let's utilize this. Let's sell off assets. And, you know, it's going to be some tough conversations with some of those stars. But you know what? Those stars had great runs here. And nobody, not Sid, not nobody, is bigger than the organization. And they have to make some tough decisions if they want to win again.
Man,
and
I think...
And, Joe, I do think this fan base would get behind a younger team trying to do that.
Yes.
So the thought of, like, well, nobody's going to come, I don't...
They're starting not to come there anyway. I agree with you, Jeff. What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Jeff Hathorn, thank you kindly for your time. I'm sorry it was so short.
We'll do it again. Thanks,
Joe. Are you going to be in the office a lot?
Yeah.
These days, it's much better when we're here together in office. Just walk over here.
Yes, I will.
We'll do a whole hour together, for God's sakes. Walk over at 1 o'clock. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Joe.
I love you, Limits.
I love you, too. I'll see you tomorrow.
You know what tomorrow is?
It's a Donnie Football Friday.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.